Let's start with what is genuinely the most dangerous story in the world right now. The Financial Times is reporting, sourcing regime insiders directly, that Iranian military planners have formally assessed the option of striking U.S. military assets in Bulgaria and Cyprus if the Trump administration escalates its current posture. That is Iran contemplating attacks on NATO-adjacent territory in Europe. To be precise, Bulgaria is a full NATO member. Cyprus is not, but it hosts British sovereign base areas and has deep ties to the alliance. The implications of either scenario are severe.
The context here is critical. Many insiders in Tehran, according to the FT reporting, view renewed direct conflict with the US not as a possibility but as an inevitability. That psychological posture, when one side has already mentally accepted war as the outcome, changes how they calculate risk. You stop asking, will this trigger a conflict? And start asking, when does the conflict come and how do I position for it? That's a fundamentally different decision-making framework than deterrence theory assumes.
And simultaneously, the UAE has cut trade ties with Tehran. That's a significant economic blow. The UAE has historically been a critical back channel for Iranian trade, a way to move goods around Western sanctions. Dubai, in particular, has served as a kind of informal clearinghouse. When the Emirates publicly severs that relationship, it signals both that they are aligning more firmly with the U.S. Gulf security architecture, and that they perceive Iran's trajectory as too risky to stay economically entangled with.
Then there's the Hexeth story, which I think is arguably more politically explosive within Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is facing accusations, from sources apparently inside the Pentagon, that he suppressed information about Iran destroying a key U.S. military base in Bahrain. The Al-Azif base or equivalent facility in Bahrain represents a cornerstone of the Fifth Fleet's operational presence in the Persian Gulf. If Iran struck and substantially damaged or destroyed that installation, and the Secretary of Defense chose not to disclose that to the public or Congress, we're talking about a deliberate concealment of a major military setback, the kind of thing that historically ends careers and triggers congressional investigations.
The political dynamics around Hegseth are already complicated. He survived several earlier controversies that would have ended most cabinet secretaries, but concealing a military strike on a U.S. installation is categorically different from, say, a personnel dispute or a leaked signal conversation. If the reporting holds, the pressure from Republican hawks in the Senate, who care deeply about force protection and military transparency, could become impossible to manage.
And all of this is occurring while the Strait of Hormuz standoff drives oil prices into their fourth consecutive day of gains. S&P futures are sitting around 7,715 this morning, which suggests markets aren't panicking yet, but the oil market is clearly pricing in risk. The Hormuz Strait handles roughly 20% of global oil trade, about 17 million barrels per day, and the signal from two Chinese supertankers physically reversing course at the strait entrance tells you everything. These vessels don't turn around lightly. A loaded supertanker burning fuel to reverse course represents millions of dollars of decision-making. When the math says the risk of transiting exceeds the cost of turning around, that's when you know the threat assessment has reached a threshold.
The China angle here is worth dwelling on. Beijing has been walking a careful line with Iran. They're Tehran's largest oil customer and have resisted joining Western sanctions. But those supertanker U-turns suggest that whatever political solidarity exists, Chinese commercial operators aren't willing to risk their vessels and cargo in an active confrontation zone. That's a quiet but meaningful piece of leverage the U.S. and Gulf states might try to exploit diplomatically.
The question of whether this escalates further hinges on a few specific variables. Does the Trump administration take further military action? Does Iran follow through on any European strike planning? And critically, does Congress start receiving classified briefings about what actually happened in Bahrain? Because if those briefings contradict public Pentagon statements, the pressure on Hegseth becomes exponential.